Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Roundtable. I am your host, Mickey Hall. This show is presented by the Multi-Ethnic Sports Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame was founded by Arif Khatib in 2000 to give the world an opportunity to better understand the impact African Americans made in professional sports and society. We presented induction ceremonies in New York, Seattle, Puerto Rico, Los Angeles, Ethiopia, Nairobi, Kenya, Virgin Islands, Houston, Atlantic City, Philadelphia, Oakland Bay Area, Las Vegas, Palm Springs, and Halifax, Nova Scotia, just to name a few. Please check out our website at www.afrosportshall.com to find out all the latest events that are coming up. This is our first show for the new year, so I want to start off by saying happy 2018, and may this year be better than the last. Hope everyone had a wonderful Kwanzaa, Christmas, and New Year, and so let's hope that 2018 will be better for all of us. This show, during the holiday time, the Bay Area lost a staple in our community. Pastor Functress Warren passed away on December 22nd, and everyone's been reeling from her death. So I thought it would be appropriate to dedicate this show to what she has done, what she has brought to the world, and what she left on the table for her fans and followers to continue. And joining me today is a very special guest from KBLX, Mr. Quiet Storm himself, Armand Carr. Armand, welcome to the Roundtable. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Armand, you knew Pam personally from working with her. Please tell our listeners and the world how she got over to KBLX and what she brought.
Well, first of all, you know, Pam is a turntable wizard. She's been in the Bay Area, you know, for a very long time. She was part of a rap group, The Coop, and, you know, she was a DJ first, a scratch DJ at that. And then, of course, the parties, and my old boss, Stacey Cunningham, really was a fan, you know, and it was mandatory that she bring her on to KBLX to show not only just the Bay, but show the world on how marvelous she is on those turntables. So, you know, that's how she got into KBLX. And then, of course, she was doing her midday mixes with Sterling. And, you know, she's, you know, amazing. She not only played the records, she had fun playing the records. Like, if you ever seen Pam in action, she would dance. Or she would give you this look like she knew she was bad. You know, she just knew it. There was times where I see her just walk off. She'll do something and literally walk away from the turntable and leave the party and come back.
cool she was.
That's how cool she was. You know, and she would give you the stank face because she knew she was bad. So, yeah, that's how she got to KDLX. Shout out to Stacey Cunningham. And, you know, she gave her the opportunity. And Stacey gave me my first opportunity at KDLX. So, and she was there. She was there at the vigil. And, you know, she was in the back, but it was because of Stacey, Pam, and I got our, you know, start with KDLX.
Now, while Pam was there, I mean, she was passionate about a lot of things. Music is special. And I know you and her had some conversations about the passion she felt for the lack of women in hip-hop.
That is correct.
Speak on that, and please.
Yeah, you know, she approached me in regards to starting an internet radio station. And she said, hey, Armand, I have this idea. And I know you worked with MC Light. I know you worked with other women, and you've made, you know, other shows successful. I would like you to be a part of this. I need your knowledge. I'm like, okay, you know, let's see what you got. So she says, I want to start a internet radio station called Female Funk Radio. And I was like, genius. And we got together, and I gave her, you know, a couple of tidbits. But the main thing was, this was a platform to empower women by women. I was all for it. I was like, done. Because women are my main demographic. So I know there's a need, but sometimes it needs to come from a woman for it to be received. You know. So we put the blueprint together, and we were in the process of recruiting some influential females here in the Bay Area. Some women that are making moves in the Bay Area.
I know that more.
Oh, my goodness. So in either way, we were in the process of building this. And, you know, it was unfortunate that got cut short. But it was just pause, because that's something I want to continue. So that's a whole nother show. But, you know, the way, you know, that all came about is because passionate about giving back. She's very passionate about giving back. And Pam will give you the shirt off her back. She's done it in her DJ contest, because she has taken off her shirt. And, anyway.
That's a whole nother show, too.
Yeah, right.
Which could be X-rated, but we all know Pam brought certain flair to the turntable that no one had seen before. And one of her trademarks was the titty scratch.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said. She took off her shirt, and she went at it. And it's like, okay. And the crowd went crazy. You know, that's her signature move. No one will ever be able to do that. Well, first of all, you got to, you know, be pretty large to even have that happen. So
that's true. That's...
right. You know, you got to have something up there for that to even happen. But no, Pam, you know, she was a motivator, you know, innovator. She motivated a lot of other female DJs to get started and get in the business. So she's just, Pam is Pam, you know, and that's before all this print stuff and stuff went down.
See, that's right. The Bay Area knew Pam long before the purple one did. We knew what she was capable of doing, you know.
Right.
But people don't understand that when she would perform, whether it be San Francisco Pride, Oakland Pride, or First Fridays, or, you know, the house jams, she always gave it her all.
Yes, she did. Absolutely. And, you know, it was an honor for me to work with her, because I walked up to her, and when we first really became, I'm not even going to say friends, because I would always felt that I was her friend.
Mm-hmm.
But when we actually started, before we started actually working together, you know, we saw each other at an event at the W Hotel in San Francisco, and she was DJing. And she saw me, I saw her, she came up to me, and I came up to her, and, you know, I was like, oh, my God, we finally get to meet. And she was like, let's take this selfie. And I'm like, well, I'm trying to, you know, take a selfie, you know. I was surprised she wanted to take a selfie of me. I'm like, I want to take a selfie with you because I'm a fan, you know. And she, that party, she tore that party up. She tore that party up. And she said to me, we got to do something together. We're going to do something together. I'm going to call you. I'm like, okay. But in between that, we ended up working together. And I said it, and I said it at the vigil. Mm-hmm. I knew when I hit that point, when I ended up being on stage with Pam, when I was able to MC and Pam was the DJ, that's when I said to myself, I'm here.
You did. I remember you saying that. Yes.
I'm here. And mm-hmm. I've worked with plenty of DJs, but Pam was, she's a Bay Area icon.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
She's an icon. She got murals. She got two murals in the city of Oakland. That's
yeah,
iconic.
I don't think anybody else has that, you know?
Right. No other DJ can say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So.
Absolutely true. So,
right. So, you know, we ended up, you know, literally four gigs in a row. I saw Pam every weekend.
Wow.
So we were getting booked together.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Wow. Now, you are from the Bay Area. So
I am.
You'll know when I say I first got introduced to Pam over at Soul Beat.
Absolutely. And what's funny is I was just talking about Magic Number Video with Isaac Stevenson, since you really want to go there.
Wow. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, Soul Beat, that was our BET. We didn't know nothing else. That was our BET. That was our TV One, you know?
Yep. That's right.
Good old Eastmont Mall.
Exactly, you know, and there she was, just
mm-hmm.
just spinning and
right.
just going at it.
Right.
And that's at a time I was battling breast cancer at the time.
Wow.
So that's what caught me
wow.
because my sleeping was so off, and I really wasn't sleeping. Mm-hmm. And you know, Soul Beat at you know midnight and 2 a.m. That was the only thing that
right,
was on.
Right, right, right. Well, I'll take you a step further. I actually saw Pam before that when she was on Home Turf.
Oh.
When the Coop was on Home Turf. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
going way back. So, that's before my time.
Oh, yeah, it's going way back. Yeah. So, yeah, yeah. But, you know, she's a Bay Area icon. She is a Bay Area icon. So we didn't just lose just anyone. We lost not only a Bay Area representative, we lost someone that was a huge piece of the Bay. Especially for black female DJs.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I got it's about a minute long. I did some research and I picked out a few things that I want to play for the listeners so they can feel and hear what we're talking about. This is one of... Thank you. And that was with her hands.
Wow.
That's the amazing part, how she got records to talk.
Mm. Yep.
You know, and it's just like, even with a band on stage with her, she was the most well-rounded DJ, I think, the world has ever seen.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now another thing that she was famous for, we have to bring it up, her cooking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You
100%.
Know, tell us about that food, because I know you've experienced it as I have.
Oh, yeah. You know, she had her, you know, restaurant over in Foster City and, you know, Piccadilly's. And she just threw down. That's it. I mean, there's really nothing more to say. She threw down. And, you know, I remember having her chicken dish. And it was baked chicken with rice. And I couldn't believe it. She had, you know, she had catered a party. And it was funny. She catered the party and was DJing at the same time.
Yeah. So, yep.
You know. And I took so much food home. It was I didn't care. You would have thought I went grocery shopping. I didn't care. So, yeah. But she was DJing at the same time, you know. And I didn't know that was her company. So I went and offered her a plate. I said, would you like some food? The food is really good. She goes, I know, boy, I made it. I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, that's my company. And I'm like, get out of town. So you over here double dipping. You got paid for the catering and the DJ. So you think you slick. So, but it was, you know, the food, the music. She cooked like she DJed.
Yeah, she did. She did.
So I was very blessed to experience both.
Yeah, the restaurant, I know that was part of the family, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken. And it's right down in Foster City now?
Foster City, correct.
Because that is where she ranged from when they moved here from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you may see, and that's funny because even last week at the ceremony they had for her, mm-hmm. everyone did not mm-hmm. know that. People were saying she was from the Bay Area.
Well, where do you think she got a cooking skill from? And that's why she had a connection with Nikki Thomas, my colleague over at KVLX, because Nikki Thomas is also from Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah, I know that her food was one of the things. When you had an event to go to, if you saw Piccadilly, you knew you were well taken care of.
Yes. Right. That is true. That is very true. But if you also walked into a party and knew Pam was DJing, you know that party's going to be off the hook. Yeah.
Well, I got her saying about her and Prince, the connection mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. I'm going to play right now. And that's also about a minute long. Let's see how this goes.
I can't explain it. We just had some kind of musical connection together. The surprise after party was that he had a drum set on stage mm-hmm. and that he had a keyboard. And so I didn't know what was going on. So I was playing, and all of a sudden I was playing Sheila E., Love Bazaar. All of a sudden, I hear this boom, tap, boom, 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 tap, and he's playing with me, but he's on the keyboard. I'm not really knowing because I'm up on stage this way, And I have to look, and you know, my people around me are going, "Pam, he's playing with you." I go, "Huh?" So I stop the record, and he takes over, and it was amazing. For him. I mean, it was just a keyboard, and he's bop, 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 bop. I mean, he hit some keys that just that it was just a one man show. And then when he said, "DJ, give me a scratch," and then I scratched, and he looked up. He just went, like, he was, like, fascinated, like.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, are you one of the people that knows the story about Prince?
Yeah, because when that was all going down, I was at the radio station. I was supposed to go to that party. Couldn't make it because I had to work. So that party she's speaking of was in San Francisco, and I was supposed to be there because I knew the promoter who booked Pam for that event and was in charge of finding the right club for Prince.
Wow.
So, yeah, I found out immediately because she had told Sterling James. And, of course, you know, Sterling was there, and it was amazing. Sterling called me and was like, "You're not gonna believe what just happened." I'm like, "Yeah, I can believe it because it's Pam."
Yeah.
So it was, and it just blew up from there. Before you knew it, she needed time off because she was going on tour, and you know, apparently she got the well, not apparently she got the call when she was at work. You
That's
know?
Right.
She was at work. She was at, you know, at her catering business, and she got the call. You know, Prince wants you to come on tour. So yeah, it was amazing.
And you know, the funny thing about it, about her, was that it didn't change her.
Mm-mm. Nope.
You know, it did not change her. When she got that phone call, Pam was still funny, and mm-hmm. she was still hustling. It did not change
right.
her at all.
Right.
You
right.
know, and I think that was another part of the beauty that
yeah.
she...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, Amon,
yeah.
how can we... As a community,
mm-hmm.
just keep celebrating Pam and the things that she had going on. What can we do?
Well, first and foremost, the fact that she has a mural in Oakland, that's one way. That's already done, okay? But enjoy what you do. And that's one thing. Pam loved DJing. She enjoyed it. You can tell. When she was rocking a party, you could see it on her face. And I've come across several DJs in my lifetime. And the ones who enjoy what they do, you can tell. You can truly tell. They're not there for the check. They are there to rock the house. And Pam was one of those DJs. And she wanted to give back too, you know, DJ lessons, things of that sort. But the radio piece, she wanted to empower women of the Bay Area. So for me, that's what we need to continue to do. That's the legacy we need to carry on, is empowering each other. And, you know, with the female funk radio, that needs to continue. You know, the DJing, that needs to continue in Pam's honor. More female DJs need to come out and say, "Hey, you know, let's get a crew together. Let's stick together," you know, because that's what Pam would have wanted, you know. So, and continuing to empower women and each other as a culture. So that's what we can do. That's what I'm going to do. And I know you're going to do it. So.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to be right along with you, man, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm really feeling the female funk radio. That
yeah.
is, you know, so yeah. I would love to be a part of that, and maybe
yeah.
you know, I would, you know, and as we're sitting here talking, of course, you know, as an event person, you know, I have all these ideas. I'm seeing a
right.
female competition right on Lake Merritt
right.
this summer.
Right. 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 There's
know,
just so much that could be done.
There is, you know,
yeah.
but, and as a community, I think it's what we're going to need.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, yeah, we have to do things in her honor, but also, too, you know, in the Bay's honor. That's what she wanted. And just continue to smile, continue to be happy, and continue to give back and help out your fellow brother and sister.
Yeah, that's so true, and that'll be one thing that for 2018 I'm gonna make it, you know, part of my goal to do more,
mm-hmm.
you know, and to keep her memory going. There is one thing that I do want to announce to the listeners. You know, a GoFundMe page has
mm-hmm.
been established to help Pam's family with the cost, because what people don't know is when she got sick, it came on all of a sudden. So she ended up, you know, the family and all of us, we were not prepared for this. So a GoFundMe page has been established. And I just want to give out that address right now so that we can keep this going. It's www.gofundme.com/DJ Purple Pam. Okay? www.gofundme.com/DJ Purple Pam. There's a goal set, and we still have a little bit ways to go. So, you know, I'm going to continue to contribute and spread the word about that.
Good.
Definitely. Armand, I know you have to go because you have a show to do on KBLX, and
yeah.
I want to watch
yeah.
your time, man. I just want to say thank you so much for sharing your celebration of Pam with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me, Mickey. And like I said, I'm really, truly honored to share my story, to share my experiences with Pam and I. And those are memories I'm always hold on to, because it's not often you get a chance to mingle with an icon. So I was honored to have that experience.
I hear you. Thank you so much, Armand. Again, words can't express, you know, what you do for our community. You know, I just want to throw
Thank
that
you.
Out and let people know
Thank
you
you
are always out there, you know, lending a hand and just being such a positive force for us. So thank you,
well,
man. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And, you know, feel free if you want to, you know, follow me on Instagram. It's The Quiet Storm with Armand. And if you want to follow me on Facebook, it's Armand Carr, C-A-R-R. And my organization, All Tied Up, you can go to www.alltied.org.
Before you go, just talk very briefly about that, because
mm-hmm.
you started a wonderful organization.
Mm-hmm. So what I do is I donate ties to young men and also teach them the importance of a tie and representing what a tie represents, which is respect yourself, respect your peers, and respect women. I use a tie as a tool to pull out their confidence because it's in them. They just need a reminder, so I use a tie to do that. And I have four different workshops that I conduct with them. And, you know, from grooming to business card etiquette to networking etiquette, and it all starts with them having that self-confidence. So I use a tie to help bring that out. And, you know, I always tell people it is virtually impossible to complete the tie-tying process without having your head up. And whether you're wearing a tie, a T-shirt, a blazer, whatever have you, still represent what the tie stands for. So that's my organization. It's been a blessing receiving a Jefferson Award on the 17th of January. I can't wait for that. And let's take it to the Bay and beyond. I have a wonderful, wonderful support system. And it's going to be 2019 is going to be fantastic. And because of the support I received, so I couldn't do it without the support of the community. It's my duty to give back and be more than just a voice and on the radio, be a voice in the community. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah. Well, man, you like I said, you know, you do wonderful things, and the Jefferson Award is so well deserving. You know, and I hope to be there when you get it. I was there a couple of years ago. So definitely,
man. Thank you.
Well deserved.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Armand, again, man. We'll see you on the flip side on KBLX.
All right. Monday through Friday. Actually, Sunday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 12 a.m.
Sweet sounds. The quiet sounds. Thank you, man.
All right. All right. You have a good one.
Love. You too, man. Take care.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Wow. Well, what we're going to do right now is I'm going to play a couple of episodes, that couple of tracks from the ceremony, the celebration of Pam's life that was held here in Oakland.
Queen of turntables, but I call her the king and queen. Pam was that dope. Back in the 90s, she entered a DJ battle at a place where we all went dancing to, across the water, City Night. She entered that DJ battle with some of the best in the business. Paz Red, DJ Shortcut, all kinds of cats in that DJ battle. And she came in and made us stop. Excuse me one second. She made us stop.
Uh-oh. Okay. Here we go.
She made us stop. And look at her.
Yep.
You're not like us. You're different. And special. She went round one, tore that DJ apart. Everyone said, who is that? Who is that woman? That's Pam the Funtress. Made us all just freeze and appreciated her greatness at a very young age. She didn't win that battle, but as they say, in order to win, you must lose. But she didn't even lose that. She got everyone's attention. She went on to be a part of the coup. She wasn't even the first DJ in that one. She got recognized and they said, we need to put you on tour with us, and made some great music. Before I carry on, let's just hear a little bit of what Pam's sound and scratch was like. Would you like to hear that, everybody?
Yeah!
This is a piece called Pam's Song.
Turn it up!
A little bit first.
Our family.
Whenever I see Pam, she say Ebony and Ivory. Ivory ain't shit without my Ebony or you know, the press stories is what I remember the most, just because it was so recent. And she wasn't the supporting DJ that night. She was the headliner. She was the headliner at 10:15 Folsom because where's Platter? Where's Platter? And his family. I love you, man. So Vanity had passed. Prince was in town. Apollonia and everybody were in town. And there was going to be an after party at 10:15 for the shows after the Fairmont. And the promoter, you know, booked his people and said, Prince wants a female DJ. So, well, shoot, of course it's going to be Pam the Functress. So when I got there, all the other DJs were warming up the spot, and they all had hype men. And so when I got there, Pam was like, Sterling, I need a hype man. I got you. So I got the mic, and I'm not sure if he was ailing at that point, but so he looked a little frail, but he was okay. And like Alex said, he was up in the VIP area. And Pam was doing her thing, man. I mean, she had always wanted to be with Missy Elliott, and it wasn't Missy, but it was Prince. Yeah. And it didn't matter who it was, because it was a spot, and it was a space, and it was a stage, and it was two turntables in the corner. So regardless if it was Prince up there as her main focus of audience, you know, it was Pam, and she was going to do her damnedest no matter who the audience was. So she was doing her thing, and Prince came down from the mezzanine, and he came over, and he went, Dad, he dapped up on Pam. Pam just... So, yeah, it was that night where the Prince met his queen. And the story goes on and on, but I guess at this point, you know, maybe Prince needed his DJ up there in heaven. Maybe he was up there facing some folks that were whack.
Welcome, everybody. I know a lot of you, and a lot of you may know me. And if I don't, I feel you. And I know Cam feels your spirit. My name is CMG. I'm from a group called The Conscious Daughters.
Yeah!
And I met Cam around 1990 when she was hosting Soul Beat.
Yeah.
And we were the first. Well, one of her first interviews, I don't know if we were actually the first, but we were one of the first interviews that she ever did on Soul Beat. She brought us in, and, you know, we did a nice freestyle on TV live while she scratched, and we became friends immediately. Although we were going our way and she was going her way with the coup, we always came together and, you know, and celebrated each other. Eventually, fast forward into our careers, we as Conscious Daughters, we started going on tour, and we needed a DJ. And of course, guess who we called? Pam. So she and, you know, the crew had kind of slowed down what they were doing, and she was available. So, thank you, Sterling. So she came on tour with us, and we got in a camper, and we drove across country. And we slept in the camper, and we stopped at some hotels, and we took showers together, and not together, I'm sorry. No, no homo, okay, no, that's not me, that's not me. You know, if you know Pam, she's a very private person. She doesn't open up a lot to people. She gives you just so much. And I felt like I was really getting to know her. I consider her one of my best friends, even though we didn't talk a lot. You know, very often I stopped going out a lot after I lost my sister, who I was in a group with. But long story short, Pam was awesome. She came on tour with these big old chunky turntables and all these crates. And a man carrying her right behind her. I was like, who is that? Every time she came, she had a different man carrying her crate. I was like, which one? Who is he, Pam? And they'd always be big. She's like, oh, girl, that's so-and-so. And, oh, girl, that's so-and-so. And I'd just be like, okay. I loved her. She loved what she did. She was very, we did so many shows to where we ripped shows in down south. We went down south and had people in awe. Because we would get up on the stage and just really own the stage, and here come Pam, chick, 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 chick. And then she'd look, you know how she'd look when she fast? She'd zip, 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 and look right at you. So she was the most entertaining person I've ever met. I love her. She has so many skills. Besides, you know, the cooking thing kind of came later for me because I didn't know she could cook. She could have been doing that on the camper. But, we had a lot of good times together, and I just want to say I love her dearly. I'll miss her dearly. And, you know, she loved her fans. Oh, and she wanted to DJ for Missy Elliott. Me and her tried to track down Missy Elliott for months. We couldn't get Missy Elliott to respond. She was like, girl, before I die, I'm going to DJ for Missy Elliott. So, needless to say, I will be looking at her and tracking her ass down because she needs to know the legacy of Pam. And, you know, I just feel like, gone too soon. You know, we need to take care of ourselves.
That's right.
And even myself, you know, I'm looking at myself like, oh, I better take care of myself. So going into the new year, please take care of yourselves and let's try to be here as long as we can. And not that she didn't take care of herself, but you never know what can happen. And, you know, just, you know, more health and prosperity to everybody. And much love. I appreciate it. Thank you. Alice and Ian. Sterling James, she always wanted a DJ, by the way, for the radio. When she got the gig on KBLX, she called me and said, I got a gig on KBLX.
Clay Calloway.
And I said, really? She was like, yeah, I got to get that. So she was so happy about that. And then Sterling and the whole KBLX family gave her so much love. When she went on tour with I want to say one more thing. When she went on tour with Press, she called me and she said, they called me on my job. I was at work. They said they called her for a phone call or something. And the manager called her and she got this Prince job. So she said, I'm going on tour with Prince. I was like, I'm going with you. She was like, no. I said, no, I'm just kidding. Well, call me. So I was trying not to call her too much because I wanted to meet Prince. So I was like, okay, I'm going to wait 2 weeks. I'm going to wait another week. I don't want to call her. She might not answer. So I called her and she answered. She was somewhere and somewhere, who knows where. She said, girl, he talked to me for the first time today. But she had been around him for a while. She said, he just came in the room and said, hey, DJ. And he got, you know, got something in the room, and she told me the story about it. And I just felt like I was there.
She explained the whole thing when she went to Paisley Park. She was so happy. She called me. She said, I can't take no pictures. I'm gonna sneak you one. And I was like, okay. I promise you're not gonna send it to nobody. I was like, okay, I won't, you know. But she was so excited. And, you know, I feel like she really fulfilled her dreams. And, you know, she had a great life. And I will never forget her. Love you, Pam. Rest in heaven. Rest in heaven. You see my shirt? Kevin just got a lot more funky. Thank you.
This is Sway Calloway, personal friend of.
She loved makes me want to continue doing what I love, because as Armand said, you know, we have to keep her memory alive. Pam the Functress, gone too soon, and I hope this show lets our listeners know what type of angel is watching over the Bay Area right now. Want to send out our heartfelt condolences to her family, Helen Warren and the Warren family. If there is anything that the community can do for you, please do not hesitate to let us know. We will keep you in our thoughts and prayers. in the upcoming days. So with that, it's time to end our show today. And I want to thank my guest, Armand Carr, Mr. Quiet Storm from KBLX, for taking the time and sharing his stories and his love for our wonderful sister, Pam the Functress. And I guess if you walk away from the show with anything, please, let's take care of ourselves. Because as the sister said, we never know what's going to happen. So in 2018, you know, as we go forward, let's begin by taking extra special care of ourselves and our loved ones. All right. So thank you again, everyone, for tuning in to the roundtable. We'll see you again next week for another show that you will hear no other place. Thank you to my listeners, the faithful ones. Thank you to Arif, Your Honor, Denise. Happy New Year, everyone, and we will see you next week. One last time, we're going to go out with a piece from Pam the Functress and the Coop at the Fillmore. Enjoy, everybody. Peace and love.